This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, October 6th. Smart beta ETFs are all the rage this year. ETF.com says they have about $250 billion in assets under management, and $100 billion is expected to flow into the funds this year. So, what are they? Deborah Furr, managing partner at the research firm ETFGI, offers this definition of a smart beta ETF.
You see academic research that looks at which factors deliver risk premium or better returns over long periods in market cap. The thing you need to be careful of is there's thousands of factors out there.
Factors can include minimum volatility, which is popular this year, momentum, quality, and size.
Even though there is this risk premium over long periods, many of these factors can demonstrate multi-years of underperformance. So a smart beta product does not mean every day, every week, every month, you're going to do better than market cap.
Furr says smart beta ETFs are complicated, and it's important to understand how to use them, when to use them, and be conscious of their methodologies. She takes a look at one of the newest kinds of smart beta ETFs.
Many are coming out with multi-factor strategies, trying to make it easier for investors to invest in something that wouldn't have as much variation in returns, so a bit smoother performance. And so, again, you really need to understand, because everyone is coming out with very different methodologies in terms of both which factors, how much of the factors, and how it's calculated.
Furr anticipates there will be continued growth in the smart beta area.
We are seeing a lot of new asset managers launch ETFs, seeing this as an area where it's closer to the way they actively manage their portfolios, and they feel comfortable being in that space as opposed to competing with the top three issuers of ETFs in the U.S., which own 81% of all the assets. So clearly, you want to go to a space where you have the ability to differentiate and win a franchise.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/markets/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.